If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Hey, welcome in. Our guest coming up 35 after the hour, Daphne Oz. You know her, Dr. Mike? You know
I do. She's Mehmet's daughter. Wonderful. Actually, the book is wonderful. I look at it as a modern-day Martha Stewart book.
She's the co-host of The Chew on ABC. Took over from All My Children after All My Children was on the air for about 40 years. And it's still on the air, so it must be still doing pretty well because it's still on the air. If they don't do well, they take them off the air. So what's her game plan today when we speak with Daphne Oz?
Well, she's going to talk to us about the book Relish, which is all about relishing the moment, relishing your life, making every moment somewhat special. And we'll talk to her about that because I want to actually find out if that is what she means by it. That's what I took from it. And then if you look at it, she goes into a lot of things about style. One of the, she talks about the elements of a great party, how to dine in style every day, not being a bag lady. Some of the things that she has inside here. And one of the interesting things is it seems to me that she's doing an awful lot in an awful little time. And so a couple of the questions we've gotten ahead of time from our listeners, and you can always send us a question at Gmail, udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s @gmail.com, or call in. The call-in number, Joe, is 877-711-5611. Is that right?
Let me verify that. 877-711-5211. Yes, you are right.
5211.
Okay, I was right.
You can call in, and but some of the questions we've had already are, how does she do this? How do you relish when you're always hassled for time? How do you relish when you've got some small kids running around and everything going on? Can you just relish watching the kids and playing with your kids? What is that all about? Although I don't think she goes into that in the book, but anyway, just feel free to send us questions at udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s @gmail.com.
Daphne Oz at 35 after the hour. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tipped to end the hour coming up in a little bit right after.
Well, you want to know what this one is today?
Yeah, fire away, yeah.
Well, this is in honor of what Gary's going to do, is Type of Plastics to Live Without. Type of Plastics to Live Without. And there are a couple of plastics you really want to live without because of what they do to your thyroid function. So a couple of plastics to live without, definitely, especially if you're a woman. And Gary Ginsburg will even inform us about those more and than we know now.
Yep. He's our toxicologist, Dr. Gary Ginsburg, weekly on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Let's go through some of the news of the week in this show today. We'll answer some of your email questions. Your questions, Dr. Mike's answers. Again, udocs@gmail.com, y-o-u-d-o-c-s@gmail.com. The AMA has just this week recognized obesity as a disease. What's the motivation?
The motivation is to get better medical care. Get it instead of mentioning to the patient, by the way, you ought to get thinner. This gives if you have a diagnosis there, you can actually spend some time on it. That is, legally, you can get paid for talking to patients about it rather than not being able to get paid for talking to patients about it. So you can get paid for talking to patients about it, as well as they hope that this means that it will be taken more seriously because obesity does cause a lot of other problems. So it causes, and the main thing it causes is hepatic fat accumulation. It causes LDL cholesterol increases. It causes inflammation throughout your body, which increases your risk of heart disease, cancer, and other infections. And it increases your risk of high blood pressure as well. So it does a lot of things that have health consequences. And when you treat it as a disease, you say, let's set these goals. It isn't treating it as a disease and say, this is for, you can't do anything about it. So one of the claims was that, well, if you treat it as a disease, then people will think they can't do anything about it. They shouldn't do anything themselves. No. Obesity is caused by more calories in than expended. What causes that is a number of hormonal shifts and maybe our food choices and portion size. So we are, in fact, get addicted to certain foods. We've talked about that, and we can talk about that more. But this allows physicians to actually try and intervene in it and to make sure people understand, look, this is not just your choices. It's because your hormones, other things are playing havoc. And nonetheless, you've got to make choices that change the way your hormone functions, et cetera.
It's kind of odd because obesity, to me, is connected with eating and exercise behavior. And it, from what I understand, medical students, they don't get much education in nutrition prescription and very little coursework in exercise. So how are doctors going to treat this with very little background in it?
Well, that's the great news. So what will happen is because of this, doctors will get much more information about it. So you're right. If you look at the physicians, we take care in our executive health program of probably, oh, I would guess 1,500 physicians. That is 1,500 other physicians use our services at the Cleveland Clinic Executive Health Services for their medical care. And when we talk to them about food and exercise, it is just like we talking to anyone else, we have to educate them. Because, in fact, that is a deficit in the educational system of physicians, as you said. But they'll get it, and they're going to get progressively more because of this.
Now, I don't understand why it's a disease. It's in my opinion, it's the unwillingness of people to watch what they eat and the food industry doing whatever it can to make a buck. I mean, don't eat five times a day and 4 pounds at a time. That's what I think obesity is.
Well, there is no doubt that obesity is more calories in than you expend. But some of that reason for eating is stress. That's why we eat comfort foods, and comfort foods get you addicted to them, so you eat more and more of them. So, Joe, it isn't just more calories in. It isn't. If you try and beat obesity with just willpower, that is, I'm going to not eat that donut no matter what it takes today, and all you're doing is willpower, that's what we call dieting hard. And it's like trying to hold your breath underwater. Sometime you're going to have to take a breath. There are tricks, and that's what we want to teach people, and that's what we did in You on a Diet, is teach people. And the reason that's such a successful book is because it does teach people how to avoid, how to diet smart rather than dieting hard. So dieting smart, meaning you avoid the foods with simple sugars, added syrups, any food that isn't 100% whole grain. You avoid saturated and trans fat. And just avoiding those five things means that you're much less likely to get addicted to bad food and much more likely to make it easy and automatic that you'll get full earlier, rather than you have to be, if you will, mind over matter in controlling yourself.
But if I'm thinking, though, if one-third of America now has a medical condition, that means to me new pills for a new medical treatment. And one of our top stories this week also is nearly 7 out of 10 people in this country take prescription drugs.
Right. And if you look at it, probably 5 out of 10 take diet drugs or something for their diet every year. So this is just saying we should get some rationality. We should teach medical students how to learn about it. We should teach doctors how to treat it. We should teach people how to diet smart, not hard, in a much more easy fashion. But nevertheless, obesity is now our largest cost for medical care. Even if it isn't a direct cost for obesity itself, it by causing the diabetes, by causing LDL cholesterol, by causing hypertension, by increasing the stress, by increasing appearance-related disorders, it's causing a ton of medical cost.
Our guest is next, Daphne Oz, the author of the book, The Relish, An Adventure in Food, Style, and Everyday Fun. Daphne Oz, coming up after the break, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.